Well, good morning.
Morning.
It's good to see everybody. We want to welcome you, all of you, today on this 15th Sunday after Pentecost, and we are glad that you are with us. One thing I forgot to announce, and I don't know why I forgot this. It was in your bulletin there, but after worship, you're all invited to stay and go downstairs. We're having our fall cookout. It's part of our fellowship hour today. And we got hamburgers and hot dogs and all kinds of sides. And when I walked down earlier into the office, I saw a boatload of desserts. So you're all welcome to stay and join in. So we're glad to see you today and welcome all of you as we have come to gather in the name of the Lord and experience Christ's presence with us today. And a little bit later on, we're going to be talking about clothes make the person. So let's stand as we begin and join together and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father and to the
Let's join together there for our call to worship in the bulletin. Sing a new song to God.
We sing God's light and love.
Dance with laughter and joy.
We dance with hearts full of joy.
Rejoice with hymns and harmonies.
We sing of God's grace and goodness.
Sing a new song to God. Well, let's join together and do that this morning. You can turn into your hymn books to 642, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint. We're singing all three verses of Love Lifted Me this morning.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, from the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me. Presence live, ever His praises sing. Love so mighty and so true merits my soul's best songs. Faithful, loving service to Him belongs. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Souls in danger look above, Jesus completely saved. He will lift you by His love out of the angry wave. He's the master of the sea, billows His will obey. He your Savior wants to be saved today. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me.
Aren't you glad that love has lifted us up? What a powerful story that is. Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin. Ancient of Days, as we enter your presence to sing and rejoice, help us set aside the hurts of the past and embrace your glorious love that calls us to embrace your ways in this world. Surround us with your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And you may be seated this morning, and we're going to invite our children to come down this morning if they would.
Well, we got
a man, Jesus, who's with us always. Okay? All right, you guys can go on downstairs. Us adults are going to go to prayer time this morning. Prayer time. So as we go, oh yes, and we can let the youth go down. Thank you. They are already moving down that way this morning for their class. Maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share this morning with us before we go to prayer. And we're going to let you do that this morning. Yeah. Okay, yeah. You know, it's. It just blows my mind when I think about Trevor. He knows he's dying, but to still do what he loves, it just, that's just an amazing story. Unreal. So we want to remember Trevor this morning, and for Barney this morning, and God knows those needs there. Somebody else this morning, joy or concern? Yeah. Ah.
And Pedroia, my youngest grandson, turned 16 today.
Ah. That's right. I did see something on Facebook about him, yeah, that he's going to be driving. So, yes. Yes.
I'm going to let them have an accident. He goes tomorrow for the orthopedic surgeon to see what's going on.
Who?
Evan.
I did not know that. Wow. Okay.
And Joy is in Bill and Sean here today.
Yes. So we want to remember Evan this morning. And while we're mentioning those, we want to remember Chase. It's just the weirdest thing. One of the soccer moms said, "Boy, you guys can't catch a break." So Chase was at practice on Thursday, and they did a little practice warm up, and then they were going to scrimmage the other Butler United team. And he got stepped on, which on his toes, by one of his teammates, which happens all the time. But this time he was in immense pain. I, being dad, thought something fake was going on. But when he got x-rayed, he has a displaced fracture in the very tip of his toe. I saw it on the x-ray. You can see the bone is like a quarter of an inch moved that way on the very tip of the bone of his one toe. And so pray for him, because the foot doctor said that he can play again when he can withstand the pain. He's just got to tape his two toes together, and it'll be about 6 weeks for it to fully heal. So I appreciate your prayers for him this morning. And so Dad had to eat some humble pie words this week over that. Somebody else this morning. Yes. Oh, okay. And what's the last name of the family?
Warner.
Okay. So we want to remember the Warner family, and with the loss of this loved one. Definitely. Somebody else. I thought I saw another. Yeah.
Silent.
What?
Silent request.
Oh, okay. Unspoken? Yes. Thank you. That's fine. Yeah.
My grandson's step-grandpa has a severe infection.
Hmm. Do you happen to know the grandpa's name? Okay, all right. That's fine. We can lift that up. We know God knows who that person is. And with that infection this morning. Somebody else? Anybody else this morning? Yes.
Will you say that's for prayers for Denny?
For who?
My brother Denny.
Okay, Denny.
He's on a lung transplant.
Well, that was my first concern, is if, because of his diagnosis, if they would even do the transplant now, if one would come available. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I know. It's just, yeah, it's never easy when it just, things keep piling on top of you. Yeah. So we want to remember Denny this morning then. Wow. She said her grandson came in the top 100 out of 348 kids in cross country. Pickwa had a night cross country meet, and Miami East and Tip and other schools were there. Yeah. Yeah. So somebody else. Anybody else? Yeah. Yeah. Appreciate your prayers for Bruce and Carol. And as they are going to be moving in on Tuesday into Story Point. And especially keep, you know what's going on with Jody's dad, and hospice is going to be working with him, but Jody's mom is having more and more spells where she kind of goes off and doesn't know what's going on, and it's just hard to see it in the family. And some of you know what I'm talking about because you've seen it with your own parents or grandparents or whoever it may be. And it's not an easy situation. So anybody else then before we go to prayer? All right. Well, as she plays this morning, you can lift up some of these names that maybe jumped out at you. By the way, we have, I know there was one unspoken request mentioned. There was two others that were brought to me. One is, I don't know anything about the situation, just was shared unspoken. The other one is a very serious situation with somebody that comes to our church, one of their good friends, is struggling emotionally and everything, and really needs God's intervention. So appreciate your prayers for that person this morning. And so as she plays, you can pray there quietly in your seats, and then I'll close this out. Thank you that when we are facing difficult times or others that we love and care for are facing difficult times, we are so grateful and thankful that we can turn to you and that you hear us and that you care. And even when we are not even sure if you hear us, you still invite us to call upon you and to trust and have faith that you will work in situations as only you can do. And so, Lord, we think about those that have been mentioned today. Lord, for Trevor, God, who just needs your grace and touch today. And for Barney, whatever is going on there, Lord, we know that you will be with him. For Carol, God, who needs your healing touch, and a few others that I've already heard that are battling or fighting this new round of version of COVID, God, we ask that you would touch and extend your grace and healing hand there. And for Evan and Chase, God, that you will just bring your healing touch to them and extend your grace to them, Lord. And Lord, we pray for this grandpa that's battling this infection, God. We know that you know who that is, so we lift them up to you. and ask for your intervention, as I'm sure the doctors are treating them with antibiotics, and we just pray for your hand of touch there. And Lord, we pray for Denny this morning, God, who has just found out about prostate cancer. God, we just ask that your healing touch would be upon him, your wisdom for the doctors and guidance there. And Lord, we just ask for your grace and mercy and favor, Lord, that this will not be able to, it will not interfere with the possibility of him receiving that transplant, that lung transplant, when it comes available. And Lord, so we commit him into your hands about that. Lord, we lift up Bruce and Carol and the Davidson family, God, that you will just extend your grace and your care and love to them. Lord, we lift up those in our monthly list. So many of them are battling serious needs. And God, we just ask that you would minister and touch each of them as only you can do. Lord, we lift up the Warner family with the loss of this loved one. God, we just pray for your grace and your peace for them today. And Lord, we lift up these unspoken needs that have been mentioned, Lord, each one of them. Lord, we just ask that you would work in each of those situations and extend your grace and love and comfort and care. And whether, however that is done, whether it's through others or through your hand, God, we just pray that you will grace each of those situations today. And Lord, we thank you so much for being with us when we gather, because you said where two or three gathered in your name, you're with us. So we ask your blessing and your touch and your presence and your life and grace to be extended to us in the rest of this service. As we break the bread of your word, help us to realize that you are with us in every situation and that we are clothed in you. And Lord, we also pray that as we share at the table, that your presence and grace and love would fill our lives. And then as we go down later to fellowship together and eat, we pray your blessing. As we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you so much for joining with us in prayer. And thank you so much for your faithfulness in giving this morning as we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving today. And I'm just so grateful for all the work that the church continues to do to reach out and be a blessing. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Let's join together there for our prayer of dedication in the bulletin. Receive these gifts as offerings of love, O God. Bless them with your grace, that those who receive them may find love and hope. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from Romans this morning. Our lectionary reading from the book of Romans, chapter 13, and we're going to be reading verses 8 through 14, and you can follow along on the PowerPoint there this morning. Let love be your only debt. If you love others, you have done all that God's instructions demand. In the Torah, there are many commandments, such as do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not want what belongs to others. But all of these are summed up in the command that says, love others as much as you love yourself. No one who loves others will harm them. So love is all that God's instructions demands. You know what sort of times we live in. And so you should live properly. It is a time to wake up. You know that the day when we will be saved is nearer now than when we first put our faith in the Lord. Night is almost over and the day will soon appear. We must stop behaving as people do in the dark and be ready to live in the light. So behave properly as people do in the day. Don't go to wild parties and get drunk or be vulgar or indecent. Don't quarrel or be jealous. Let the Lord Jesus Christ be near to you as the clothes you wear. Then you won't try to satisfy your selfish desires. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit will give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Well, you know, I like to share something funny, and I've shared this before, but it's been a while, so I thought I'd share it with you again. Three ministers waited at the pearly gates. The first minister and his wife stepped up. So St. Peter shook his head sadly and said, I can give you a big place in heaven. You were moral and upright, but you loved money too much. You loved it so much, you married a woman named Penny. When the second minister and his wife walked up, St. Peter said, sorry, can't get you anything big in heaven either. You abstain from liquor and dancing and cards, but you love food too much. You love food so much, you even married a woman named Candy. The third minister looked nervous, and he looked over at his wife and said, come on, Fanny, we're out of here. I want to talk to you this morning about clothed in Christ. Clothed in Christ. There's an old adage that is said, clothes make the person. There's been a couple places where I have worked. One of those places a long time ago used to have this saying every time they train people that work there, and it's this, dress for success. Dress for success. You probably heard that. Why? Because clothes are very much a part of a person's identity, signifying where he or she fits in society. I mean, think about this for a minute. Think of a police officer, if you would, for a moment, who puts on a bulletproof vest, which reminds him every day, or her, to be careful. They also put on uniforms, which reminds them to remember who they work for, their identity, and the example that they set in the community. They put on badges that remind them of their duty because they represent a city or a town or a village and its citizens. In our reading today, the Apostle Paul reminds the Christ followers in the capital city of the Roman Empire, Rome. And he reminds them that they are clothed in Christ and should live in the light of God's new day that has begun because of Christ. Such clothing at baptism reminds us of who we are, that we are in Christ, that we are clothed in Him and covered with Him. And it also says something about how others view us and see us in life. Just like a moment ago, I talked about how we see the police officers and everything that they have and what that represents every day when they're out on the road. And all of that is true for us. So I asked the question this morning, what does it mean to be clothed in Christ? Now, Paul has lots of things to say about this in Corinthians, especially 2 Corinthians, and a few other places. But today, we're going to focus on what he's saying in our reading today. And so I want to focus on two things that this means for us. It means, first of all, that we are clothed in love. We are clothed in love. Now, what am I saying? What do I mean by that? I mean that Christ enables us to love those who are different from us. In a lot of our translation, it talks about loving our neighbors as ourselves. We're familiar with that. But Paul uses in this verse, which is very unusual, a different word for neighbors than he normally does. In fact, this word here literally means the other. The other. So what is Paul trying to tell us? He's telling us loving our neighbor is loving the other, the one who is different from us. What do you mean by that? What do you mean that they're different from us? They're different from us in their faith or their religion. They're different from us in maybe their beliefs and their customs and their culture and their personality and their manners, in their politics, in their values, and in their history. That's what I'm talking about. Because we all know that sometimes when we get around people that are different from us, we can be a little standoffish. We can be a little concerned at times because we're not sure about them. Or we don't understand what they're doing or how they do the things that they do. What am I trying to say? I think Paul is trying to get us to see with love, differences don't matter. If we are clothed in Christ, we are clothed in love. And if we are clothed in love, it doesn't matter who that person is, we are to love them. Now, you might be saying, well, I struggle with that a little bit. Well, then if you struggle with that, then you will struggle with, for God so loved the world. Because that's everybody. Even the people we don't like at all, whoever that may be, or that are so different from us. In fact, Paul says it this way, our perpetual duty or debt is to love others, and that never goes away. So all of life, we got to love people, even those ones we don't like. And that's hard, isn't it? Now, What about this? So Christ is the one that enables us to do that because we're clothed with Him. But that also means that Christ enabled us to walk in the highest ideals of God's ways. That's what he means when Paul says when we love others, we are fulfilling God's law or God's instructions or God's teachings or the commandments, however you want to say that. And to appreciate that, I want you to think about this. Do you know in Torah, in Old Testament, Hebrew Bible, whatever you want to say, the scripture presents 613 commandments. 613. How can you keep all those? Now, we're familiar with the Ten Commandments, but there are 613 commandments throughout the Old Testament that touch on Israel's life and worship and culture and everything. Now, if we think about that, how in the world could you ever try to live out all that? We don't even know them all. We know the Ten Commandments, most of us do. But how could you do that? I think what Paul is saying here, that in the heart of all of that, in the heart of all that God instructed Israel to do and live and practice and all of that, God's goal was two things. And Jesus told us those two things. Love God with all of our being and to love others as we love ourselves. And that's what Paul is trying to get us to see. Jesus helps us walk in the highest. You know, if you hear somebody say, take the high road in that situation. Don't take the low road. Don't get into the gutter with them. Take the high road. They're talking about the road of love. Take the path of love. Take the path of loving that person. Because that is the highest value in God's kingdom and in God's ways. So loving others, clothed in love. Second thing he says is we are clothed in light. We are clothed in light. Not only love, but light. And here he talks about the armor of light. Put on that armor of light. Put on those clothes that are close to like putting on Christ there. And why is that? Because Christ enables us to live according to the day as opposed to the night. Paul in Romans 13 contrasts two ways of living in our lives. We can live according to the day or we can live according to the night. The day alludes to all that God has brought about in Jesus and that God is continuing to bring about in our world through Jesus in the Spirit and the Spirit working. And Paul reminds the Romans that there are practices that embrace the day, loving and being a blessing and all of those kind of things. But there are also things that we need to avoid that are the things of the night. Why does he tell us all that? Because when we walk in the day, when we walk in everything that Christ has provided for us and done for us because of his life and ministry and death and resurrection, Christ enables us then to walk in the blessings or in the light of his love. That should be blessings, not light. Sorry about that. Christ enables us to walk in the blessings of his love. Now, we talked about the light. And what am I saying by that? The light alludes to the blessings of his love. The light, so when we walk and live and are clothed in everything that Jesus has done, it's light. It's light to us and it's light to the world. And it involves then the blessings of that love so that we can share that love. A love that lifts. What did we sing? Love lifted me. If you read the verses, what's it all saying? It's saying that everything Jesus has done, that's why love lifts us. And it bears burdens and it honors people and it does no harm, Paul says. This is the way of being clothed in Christ, a way that extends his love and his grace and his peace to others. This is part of being clothed in him. I read this week about a singles group from a church in Texas who wore Christ every time they frequent a local restaurant after church. One Sunday, they met a new waitress who was from a small town, lived in a two-bedroom apartment with her husband and her two small children, and who had just given birth, surprisingly, not giving birth, but getting pregnant, to identical triplet boys. By the way, this is a true story. Sometimes I share illustrations and their stories, but this is a true story. On that first day of work, shortly after she had given birth, things got financially tight and she had to get a job. So she started doing restaurant work, working in this restaurant on the weekends. On that first day of work, she waited on the singles group from the church. This is what she said. She was worried because in college, she had waited on other Christians and people from church who were rude and mean and did not tip her. But she was pleasantly surprised by their grace and kindness that they showed her during this time. She wrote the pastor of the church and said, quote, and these are her words, "Our first Christmas with the triplets was financially devastating. We were barely paying our bills. The church group went out of their way to extend grace to me every time they come in and tip me well." Because they got to know her. "They didn't come in the week of Christmas, and I was sad, but somebody from the group left an envelope with a whole lot of money in it for me." She said, "That night when I got off of work, which was a few days before Christmas, she went to Toys R Us on her way home and bought Christmas presents for the kids. And she said she had cried the entire time she was shopping." She said people were looking at her funny and everything that was going on, but she didn't care. And this is what she said to the pastor, her final words in this letter she wrote him. "I wanted to let you know that something very special happened in my life that brought me to Christ because of those people from your church. I thank God for letting me have the privilege of serving them as their waitress." Wow. Clothed with Christ, wearing Christ, love, light. As we prepare for communion this morning, let us remember who we are wearing. I said that right. Who we are wearing. Not what we are wearing, who we are wearing. And what He did for us. We are clothed in love and light because of Him. We are clothed in Christ. Amen. Amen. Well, let's do that this morning. Let's prepare our hearts like we always do. And we begin that with opening ourselves to the Lord through our prayer of thanksgiving and confession, and then sharing at the table together. So let's pray together. If you would like to pray with me, there you can follow along in the PowerPoint. Most generous God, You set before us today the challenges of laying aside the works of darkness, of putting on the light of Christ. Cleanse our hearts and minds of all that hinders us from loving You and loving our neighbors, so our lives radiate faith active in love. Thank You for the wonder of Your never-ending love by which we are redeemed and repaired. Amen. Amen. If you prayed that with me this morning, I always believe that the Lord extends grace into our lives as we give thanks and confess. And so receive of His grace and love today as we share at the table. I'm going to invite our deacons and deaconesses that are helping us out this morning, if they would make their way in preparation as we share at the table this morning. And the table is open to all of us. And so let's receive of the Lord this morning. Thank you. Apostle Paul said, as often as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup, we are proclaiming the Lord's death until it comes. Just take a moment and maybe shake a couple hands of a few that's close by you, because we'll have plenty of time to talk and share together downstairs during our cookout And then we'll close out with our couple verses of our hymn. Verse, pass it on there, 618.
It only takes a spark to get a fire going, and soon all those around can warm up in its glowing. That's how it is with God's love. Once you've experienced time is spring, when all the trees are budding, the birds begin to sing, the flowers start their blooming. That's how it is with God's love. Once you've experienced it, you want to sing. It's fresh like spring.
Let's join together for our benediction. As God has called us here, now God sends us forth. Go forth with the favor and blessing of God to love and serve in the world, for Christ is our guide and the Spirit renews us each and every day. Amen.